It's day 324 of this epic journey that is hashtag 365.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Do you know what? Yesterday was really, really hard. Really hard. Kind of resetting the goal, moving the goalposts, is not something that comes, like, easily to me. But I have remembered some of the things that people said to me over the journey so far, like my mum and various other friends. They've said don't do yourself down in terms of how far you've come to date, you know, so far. Your mindset's changed, your body shape's changed. You know, the idea of being 14 stone was kind of arbitrarily plucked from the air. I liked the sort of roundness of it. But actually, if you listen back to the start of the podcast at the start of the year, I never really kind of stuck to 14 stone. That was kind of a number that I came to want as the journey went on. Not that I'm trying to, like, let myself off the hook, because I'm not. But I just think I shouldn't be so damn hard on myself all the time. It's been an epic journey today, hasn't it? Let's face it. I thought today, though, it'll be worth reframing my goal. And I've not actually talked through my goal here on the podcast for ages. So here it is. My goal. Remember, it's written in the present tense. I've come to the end of the 365 days, and I am healthier body and mind than I have ever felt. I've reduced my weight by 4 stone. And at 14 stone and 6 pounds, I am now lighter than I've been in over 20 years. That would still be true. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews from people that have said it's genuinely helped them too. They're still coming in, which is amazing. I'm calmer, I'm more confident, more energized, and stronger. I achieved my goals by creating healthy habits, by carefully monitoring every single thing I ate. I stuck to 1,500 to 1,700 calories every day, apart from a few 800 calorie weeks, and logged everything I ate in MyFitnessPal. I didn't cheat the system, I didn't lie. If I ate or drank anything, it went into my food diary. It was this scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. That's the goal. There's so much to say as I move through it. In fact, I'll do it again. I've come to the end of 365 days. I'm healthier body and mind than I've ever felt. Do you know what? I actually already now feel healthier body and mind than I've ever felt, or certainly in my living memory. So that's a massive tick. I've reduced my weight by four stone, and at 14 stone and 6 pounds, I'm lighter than I've ever been in 20 years. I've been in over 20 years. I mean, that will still be true. Originally, that sentence read, at 14 stone, I'm now lighter than I've been in 20. But even at 14 stone, 6 pounds, I'll still be lighter than I've ever been in 20 plus years. The podcast positively spurred me along every day, and I've received feedback and reviews that have said that it's generally helped them too. I mean, that is so true. Having this podcast here at the bedrock of every day of my life over the, you know, past 342 days has meant all these concepts, all the things I've learned have been front of mind. And I can't tell you how amazing it feels when I get messages from people saying they've lost a stone, they've lost 2 stone. You know, it's helped them think about things in their own life in a different way. There's so many people that listen to the podcast that don't even need to lose weight, but are still listening because the journey is giving them something. And that's just amazing. So I absolutely love that. I'm calmer, more confident, more energized, and stronger. Now, I'm definitely not calmer at the moment. At the moment, I've been through a period of really high stress, but that's more because of the time of year. I'm definitely more confident physically. I'm definitely more energized. I mean, my energy levels compared to where I was this time last year is completely different. And am I stronger? I don't necessarily think that I'm stronger. I'm stronger in terms of a resilience sense. I'm stronger mentally, definitely. Physically? Yeah, probably. I'd say, yeah, probably I am. Certainly in the legs. My upper body strength's still not great, but that's because I've not been going to the gym. So the only way I'm going to improve my upper body strength is by, you know, exercising my upper body, which I'm not really doing. All the steps and everything have trimmed my legs down. My legs are, like, lean. I was trying on some jeans the other day. I've dropped 4 inches around my waist. I was a 40-inch jean when I started this. I bought some 38 inches thinking, oh, that'll be all right. They were massive, way too big. So I'm onto 36-inch jeans now, which is amazing. And that's amazing for a load of reasons, including one really cool one, which means I can actually shop in high street shops again, which I've not been able to do for ages because they never go over 36-inch jeans. So that is an absolute game changer in many ways. But yeah, stronger. I need to work on my upper body strength, definitely. I've achieved my goals by creating healthy habits and carefully monitoring everything I ate. Now, the healthy habits thing. As I said, was it yesterday or the day before? I've been actively beating myself up over the past month or so whenever I've fallen off the wagon. But the reason I've been beating myself up, I've been beating myself up unfairly, an unfair amount, because I'm in the final throes of this 365-day journey. Do you know what I mean? Like I said the other day, my habits are so much healthier. My mindset is completely different to how it was. The only reason I draw so much attention to it when I mess it up is because it's so annoying when I'm in the final throes of hashtag 365. Do you know what I mean? If this was just regular life, falling off the wagon a couple of times, no problem. You just get yourself back on. It doesn't destroy your habits instantly. You only destroy your habits if you continue repeating the bad behavior. But that's not where I'm at. My habits are so much healthier. Walking everywhere, eating lighter, not automatically going for the worst thing on the menu, not automatically eating out for lunch, not automatically, you know, diving into the chocolate pot when there's one there. You know, all those sorts of things have changed. There's a list, such a huge list of, I mean, we talked about my defaults the other day. Have I been logging everything I've eaten in MyFitnessPal? No, if I'm honest, I haven't. I think the reason I haven't is because I've been so on it with that for so long that I've kind of got a really good measure of what I'm eating and how often I should eat, and, you know, not how often I should eat, sorry, but the kind of quantities that I'm eating and how many calories there's probably in. Do you know what I mean? I've learned so much about the calories that are in things that I'm kind of my fitness palling in my own brain. However, the danger of that, of course, is calorie creep. Portion sizes start getting bigger. Unless you're logging things, really, really scrutinizing it, there is a danger of calorie creep there. So I'm aware of that. And I do keep, there are days where I get back on my fitness pal and then I get back into the routine. But I have fallen out of the habit of that. So I do need to, in the last, you know, 40, however many days we've got left now, oh my God, I do need to get back into the habit of that. Yeah, it was that scrutinization of my intake that enabled me to get slim and healthy. I mean, it's so true. So there we are, goal reframed. I'm feeling good about it. Let's crack on, shall we?